Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents The House on Vespa Sands by Porrick O'Donnell. Read by Charles Armstrong.
Part 1. Requiem Aeternam, February 1893. In Half Moon Street, just as she came near to the house, Esther Tull felt the first gentleness of the snow. She paused at the front steps, setting down her case and extending a gloved hand to the railing. It was not that she felt weak, though she had feared she might. The pain was returning. But it was not yet more than she could bear. It was only that she wanted to look up. The longing was small and simple, and it came to her the moment the first flakes touched her cheek. How delicate they felt, tender almost in the rawness of the air. As a child, Esther had felt a peculiar wonder when it snowed. It was like an enchantment, altering the world and making it quiet. She wanted to lift her face, as she had done then, to the soft tumble of smudges crowding the darkness. She resisted the urge. She would not look up. There was no joy in such things now. Not in this place, on this of all nights. Instead, taking her left hand from the railing, Esther tugged her right free of its glove. She turned it cautiously, offering her cupped palm to the air, closing her eyes as she waited, a faintness that was almost nothing, then a tiny ache of cold. At the front door, she collected herself before raising her hand to ring. She looked about her, considering. The servant's entrance would have been more usual, but for some time now she had been directed not to use it. Esther was given no explanation for this practice and knew better than to inquire further.